Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Would you join me this morning in prayer? Almighty God, we come before you this morning giving you glory and thanks for this day, Lord. We thank you for the sunshine. We thank you, Lord, for the beauty of your creation. We thank you, Lord, for the changing leaves. We thank you, Lord, for the springtime that's coming. We praise you, Lord, because you are God and Savior, King and Redeemer. We ask, Lord, you open our hearts and our minds for what you have for us this day. In Jesus' name, amen. We remind you of the prayer cards that are in front of you. Please take those out. Fill out your prayer requests. Wow. Or prayer praises. And it's going to be interesting today. And then we'll have the kids gather them up here in about 5 or 10 minutes. So if you would do that. Take them out, fill those out. And Bonnie, where'd she go?
I have no idea.
Bonnie, oh, there she is.
Brock, I'm flying blind. I don't have my announcements.
Okay.
Don't lead me astray. No, I'm going to trust him. I know, it's scary. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
All right. Sunday after service, we have the I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist study. John, is that going for a while yet? Are we getting, where are we at?
It's getting down towards the end. We have a few chapters left.
All right, there's a few chapters left.
It takes a couple weeks for the chapter.
Well, yeah, the discussion is amazing.
And today, we're not going to have it today.
Okay, no class today. Oh, gotta, well, have the... So sorry to hear that. All right, so no class today. Prayer night, Tuesdays at 6 p.m. here at the church. God calls us to pray. He calls us to be a house of prayer. Join us. We are studying the Gospel of John in the mornings, 8:45. Back in the junior church, Pastor Kenny is taking us more in depth into John. If you would like to join. I don't believe there's a book other than the Bible. So,
the
book, yes. Oh, hey, I got a coordinating council meeting tomorrow. I should remember that. 5:30 here at the church. That is where all of the ministry leaders get together and make sure we're all on the same page, share what's happening, and make sure we're coordinating. Yeah. The Well-Watered Woman, that is our women's study on Wednesday night, 6 p.m. We had 17 there. It was awesome. Great fellowship. Great. So if you are interested, if you'd like to know more, Victoria is leading it.
And doing an awesome job.
And doing an amazing job, yes. Awesome and amazing. Our ladies' breakfast is Saturday, November 8th, 9 a.m. here at the church. It is supposed to be, or usually is, the every second Saturday of the month. If you would like to come, please bring something to share, to eat, or drink. I guess it doesn't have to be a food. And come for fellowship and prayer. Care team meetings are every second Thursday of the month, 6:30 p.m. here at the church. The next one is November 13th. Anyone wanting more information, you can see any of us on the care team. That would be Tammy as our fearless leader. Oh, Tammy's just let me... Oh, see? Well, you know, psych. So now they are Sunday after service. So is it the second Sunday of the month after the service? Just because it's dark out and them crazy critters like to run into us. So, but if you want more information, see Tammy, Mindy, Martha, Aunt Jan, Roseanne, myself, Roseanne. Or not Roseanne, she's twice. She's got extra knowledge. Rennell. I looked at Rennell and said Roseanne, so my bad. Our annual business meeting is November 16th. It's after service. We'll get a snack. We'll have a seat. The needed information will be distributed to you on November 2nd. Tracy, are we voting? We're not voting. This is just a...
Well, November 16th, there are things to vote on.
Okay, so we will be voting on the 16th. You must be present to vote. So if you have an opinion, want to make your voice known, be here. Our next Day of Hope Fresh Food Initiative is November 17th. Here at the church, starts at 2 p.m. They start lining up about noon. Truck usually gets here about 1:45-ish. If you would like to be here to help, we would love to have you. If you would like more information, see Roseanne. Or, gosh, why do I want to? Everybody should go to Roseanne, I guess. She has all the answers today. Loreen for the food part and Jan Otto for the Day of Hope part. Prayer cards are in the seat back in front of you. They're also located in the foyer. We ask that you would write your prayer requests down so that people can take them home and pray over them during the week. Also, Brock records them. Brock, do you put them on the prayer wall or whatever we have? So if you have a prayer request, please write it down. Ooh, it's time to check in. And I have to give Brock kudos yet again. He figured out a way for me to have all of the codes in the classroom so I can actually check codes against what the parents have, because I was struggling with that. So I don't know why I didn't just give it to him to begin with, because that's his thing. But if you haven't checked in, please text the word check to 517-522-4062. Check your children into their classrooms. You should receive a code. Check yourselves into the attendance group. And parents, please check your children out of class when church is over. That's it? Woohoo! I made it through. All right, I need some helpers. Okay. Yes, and come on too. All right, if you would please pass your prayer cards to the center, my lovely helpers will collect them. Here they come.
Bonnie saw me staring off into space. She's like, you're it. Here I am. I don't know what I'm doing, but here I am. First, I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 3. Starting verse 11 here, go about to 13. Paul's writing to the Corinthian church and kind of trying to encourage them for a few reasons. But it says here, "For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become manifest, for the day," my day's capitalized in here, so I don't, you might want to look up and see what the significance of that is, "but will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done." So stewardship, I think about stewardship as managing the resources of somebody else's resources in a way that will accomplish their objectives. And as Christians, we understand that all these resources that we're managing, whether it's time, money, talents, kids, household, they all belong to God. And there's as I read through these things and looked at stewardship, there's four pieces to it. There's ownership. We just talked about who owns it. There's a responsibility. We're given a responsibility to manage these things in accordance with the objectives of who owns it. There's an accountability piece. And that's what triggered me here in this Corinthians passage. We're going to be held accountable for our works. And it's going to be revealed by fire. So it's going to be a pretty big deal when it comes, right? And so we think about our work. Actually, our work is our stewardship. The way we work, what we do, even our jobs, the analogy of our jobs, we're given a specific time. We're given time. We're given materials, skills, tools, maybe even authority. We might even have the authority to assign other people tasks. And we're going to be held accountable for the results of those. what that work looks like. So Paul goes on to say, you know, you'll be tested. We'll be tested with this fire. We'll be held accountable. If it survives, if your works survive the fire, hey, there's going to be a reward. If it gets burned up, well, then you're going to suffer some big losses. And I think about this accountability, again, an analogy at work. We're coming to the end of the year. We're going to have to do year-end reviews. Well, when I first joined the company, the year-end review happened at the end of the year. Well, actually, it was about a third of the way through the next year is the way it worked. And they're like, hey, well, you didn't do this and this and this. And it's like, yeah, you're right, I didn't. I got distracted. I forgot. Other priorities come up. So then leadership says, well, people are complaining that they get to the end of the year and they're getting a bad review because there wasn't a check-in along the way. So we're going to make you do these check-ins along the way. And so that's what I want to encourage you to do is there's going to be this big review at the end, right? You might want to make some check-ins, get a partner. Proverbs says, iron sharpens iron, like one man can sharpen another. And James writes, hey, confess your sins to each other. You probably don't want to just pass each other in the hall and say, hey, guess what I did this week or what I'm thinking. That requires a bit of a relationship. That passage actually goes on to say, pray for each other. Your prayers have power, for real power. The prayers of a righteous man has great power. It's going to yield great results. So we're easily distracted. I am. I expect other people suffer from the same thing, but I know I am, probably more than most. So find somebody to help you stay on task, an accountability partner. That's my stewardship moment. I'm going to ask, I got a couple of volunteers. Zachary, Ryan. If you want to pray with me. Father God, we do thank you that we're able to come here today and just know that you are present. Where two or three are gathered, you're in our midst. And I just praise you that we have much more than that today. And I look forward to what you're going to do. I just praise you that your word is perfect, even if it's quoted by an imperfect person such as myself, that your spirit, your authority has the power to give us ears to hear your truth. And just lock them up in our hearts and help us steer our lives. Look forward to what's going to happen here today. And I thank you for the opportunity to bring back a little bit and know that it's going to be blessed and you're going to be glorified with it. In Jesus' name, amen.
You're here only by the grace of God this morning. Man, you know, it's hard. We're all juggling different things. And then I got lambasted by allergies this weekend. So I'm struggling and I'm tired and it's the middle of the semester with no end in sight. Although the end is December, is Christmas. But, you know, the prophet Isaiah told us that the people walking in darkness would see a great light. Left to our own devices, we live in a land of deep darkness. We can see that so easily right now. But in Jesus, a light has dawned. Were there any prayer requests that did not get on a prayer card, or are there any words of testimony before we go to prayer? Let's go to our Lord. Father, I declare that your word is life. Proverbs says, I will not let the word of God depart from before my eyes, for it is life to me. I have found it, and it is health and healing to all my flesh.
And also the verse that Steve just reminded us of, if we confess our sins one to another, of course it edifies and lifts us up. But the rest of that verse says that that we might be healed. So Father, lift these prayers for healing up to you. I thank you, Lord, that Ryan's mom, Amy, is doing better after having blood clots removed. Father, we lift her up to you and we ask for a full and complete healing. She's a busy single mom and Ryan needs her. So I just ask for full restoration there and no more issues with blood clots. And I pray for Ryan. I haven't heard an update on him in a long time, but I know that his body was ravaged by treatments and he can use all the strength that you would give him. Father, I lift up to you Dawn's request at work. They are looking for a new chaplain. Sounds like Dawn is heading that up, so would you please give her wisdom and discernment? This is a real opportunity to have just the right person in place for you to do your will and your purposes in that office. In a secular environment, you are able to raise up a believer who loves you and can affect change for the good. I thank you, Lord, that you have put Dawn in that place to be a light. Father, we lift up Jan's aunt and uncle. He has had hip surgery, Lord, so we just pray for a swift and easy recovery and just take his pain away, Lord, and help him as he walks this path of post-surgery, that it would be everything that he needed it to be. Father, I lift up to you Linda and Terry and their housing situation. I know that their court date was postponed to the 28th, so that is this week. Father, I ask that you would touch that judge and give him not just compassion and justice, but a heart for just to, like Solomon, to see deeper into the situation and provide the kind of justice that would come from your hand. We do ask for a miracle, Lord. We ask that you would be able to turn this situation upside down and make it work for everyone involved, including the Amish farmer who is leasing or renting or whatever the case. We just ask that he would be blessed and that Linda and Terry and their kids and grandkids would be blessed and the people in the courtroom would be blessed because you specialize in the impossible. Father, we lift up Debbie's granddaughter, Cooper, who has had a diagnosis of being blind in one eye. Oh, Lord, we just ask that you would touch her. I don't know how old she is, but that has got to be frustrating and hard and debilitating in many ways. We just ask for a total healing there, that the doctors would be wrong, because you promise abundant life, and your intentions toward her are good and for her good. Father, we praise you that Daniel is starting a new job tomorrow. Father, we also ask that you would help him find a place to live that works well with his lifestyle, his budget, the places he needs to go and be. Just ask it would be super ideal for him, and thank you so much for his new job. Father, we lift up to you Jessica's friend, whose nephew Leviticus, only 20 months old, is battling cancer and chemo. Father, it hardly seems fair. We can't wrap our minds around how such a young person could have cancer. But we know that we live in a broken world, and your rescue extends to all of us. So we just cover that little baby with the blood of Jesus. We declare that you know the plans you have for him are for his good, not to harm him, but to prosper him and to give him hope and a future. We thank you that you love him and you want him healed. And I also pray for his parents who need encouragement and peace, I'm sure. And last, we lift to you Candy. I'm sure she's discouraged, Lord. Thank you for her, the strength that you have given her, the healing that you have given her. Father, I ask that you would restore her fully, that there would be no more, I believe it was a small stroke, I'm not sure, TIA, that her blood would be the right consistency and not form these blood clots that are affecting her, and help her to not be discouraged. We know your word says, do not be weary in well-doing. At the right time, we will reap our reward if we do not give up. Father, just pray for our church, for all the things that are not being shared. We all have heavinesses on our hearts. Maybe we have personal battles things we just cannot kick, we cannot change, we cannot straighten up. I pray for our lost ones, our loved ones. There are many prodigals in these families. We thank you, Lord, that the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. And you do not give up. It's not your will that any should perish. And Lord, if we ask according to your will, we know that you will hear us and give us what we ask. We thank you in advance for all these wonderful things that you are doing in our midst. Lord, I praise you that Ephesians says, I speak the truth of the word of God in love, and then I grow up into the Lord Jesus Christ in all things. We love you. We trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you want to stand with us now, and we'll worship together.
Singing over me. won't kick down, I won't tear down, coming after me.
One more time, there's no shadow.
There's no shadow, you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. Holy, overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I could have heard it, I don't deserve it, still you gave yourself away. Holy,
how could it be anything less than giving you our all? Help us to give our all.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of
guys. I personally wouldn't sit down. I would just try to soak in the words. This I've been listening to this song on repeat all week, and I love it, and I hope that you love it too. If you know it, sing with me or just listen.
Mm-hmm. have my heart, my will, my soul. Jesus, have my hopes, my dreams, my world. With joy I lay it down, with joy I cast my crown. Jesus, have it all. To you I bring my praise, my lips, my song, a living sacrifice as one reborn. Your life is now my own, your will is what I want. Jesus, have it all. Jesus, have it all. Jesus, have it all. To you belongs the glory, the praise of all. Washed and purified, Jesus, have it all. Jesus, have your worth, your due, your sum, the praise of every nation, tribe, and tongue. Let all that has been made glorify your name. Jesus, have it all. Jesus, have it all. Jesus, have it all. To you belongs the glory, the praise of all the world.
Actually not struggling with that thing anymore. Lord, I stand before these people and I lay it all down and I say, have it all. And I'm sorry that I keep picking it up. Help me to trust you. You are casting a light in this dark land. And the bridge goes, all my days, all
oh.
Thank you, Lord. You're so patient with us. You're so kind. Your mercies are new every single morning. We celebrate you. We love you. We want more of you. Help us to soften our hearts for the words you want us to hear this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Everybody here?
We're missing all the little kids.
All the little ones, yeah. That's right. All right.
Oh, there's only a loud deer. He's got a weapon.
He's got a weapon? Uh-oh.
He's got a weapon.
He's got a weapon.
He's got a
sword of the spirit.
All
right, sit down.
I have a little test for our kiddos that were in Bonnie's class last week. There was a scripture that Bonnie asked about. Does anybody remember which one that is? Psalm 56:3. Do you remember how it starts? When I'm... Come on. There we go. Disappointed. When I'm afraid, I put my trust in who? You?
Jesus.
Jesus. Absolutely. All right. I got a bonus question for some of you. Oh, dear. It's Philippians 4:13. Anybody? Starts out with I can. There we go. Hey, we got some smarties here. Smarties. I didn't say Sparties. All right. Everybody excited to go to class?
Yeah.
All right. Let's pray. Everybody close their eyes, bow their head. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this opportunity to just praise you, Lord. These little ones, Lord, we're just so blessed by them being here. We're blessed by those families. We just want to give you thanks and give you praise for that. We ask that you would touch the hearts of these little ones to let them absorb in their class these things that we're teaching them to be the, as the message is today, the salt and the earth, as they grow up, that they would be the salt and the light of this world. So we give you praise and thanks. We ask that you would touch their hearts, that they would eyes be open, and their hearts would be accepting what they're about to learn today. And I ask also a blessing upon the teachers as well. In Jesus' name we pray all these things and give you glory. Amen. You are dismissed.
Okay. I don't think it's any news to any of us that we live in a broken world, right? But the very one who made and redeemed the world will also one day restore the world to be better than okay. It will be glorious and even better than Eden. The thorns of suffering, sorrow, doubt, and discouragement will no longer grow or take root into our hearts. Revelations 21, 1 through 5, if somebody wants to look up. Instead, we will harvest life, joy, abundance, and peace as we dwell forever with God, whose very presence will give us light. Revelations 22, 5. Until that glorious day, we wait as God tends the soil of our hearts in Romans 8, 19 through 25. So just hold fast. We need to hold fast to him.
Can you stand with me? I'm going to sing this new song again, just the second half, is verses 3 and 4. I can't help but be convicted to remember that Moses' face shone because he spent time in the presence. So may we do the same thing if we're going to be a light in our world.
Take the little light that's shining within you and fan it to brightness. Fan it into a flame that cannot be quenched. And let the world see your good works so that they can bring honor and glory to God. Would you join me in prayer? Father, we have gathered here as family to worship you, to praise you, and to just give you thanks, Lord. To hear, Lord, from your word, for you are awesome and mighty. Help us, Lord, to shine brightly, to be so salty, Lord, they can't help but be influenced. We thank you for this time of fellowship we're about to partake in. We thank you for the food, and we give you praise again and again. In Jesus' name, amen.